So apparently this was supposed to be entry level. Yeah. I clicked beginner, and 5 minutes later I am launching an exploit kit and asking ChatGPT if it is safe to run Nmap on my own computer. I accidentally popped a shell, got stuck in some guy's user folder named Costas, and then escalated myself to full Windows system access like I was the final boss. If this is entry level, I am scared of what advanced looks like. Let me show you how this nightmare unfolded. So the challenge is called Optimum, and it is from Hack the Box, one of their so-called easy Windows machines, already terrifying. I open a new terminal, type in nmap-sv, and the IP 10.129.4.84, and immediately see my favorite thing, port 80 open. And it is running something weird HTTP file server version 2.3. Sounds like something your uncle still uses to share phishing pictures, but okay. I run search exploit with the words HTTP file server 2.3, expecting nothing. Boom. Remote command execution vulnerability. A real one. I get that hacker twitch in my eye. You know the one. This is either going to be genius or jail. So I open Metasploit using MSF console with the quiet flag, search for HTTP file server, and there it is. The exploit is just there. I load it with U0, check the settings with show options, and it only wants two things, rhost and lhost. That is it. This is the hacking equivalent of name and email to get rich. I set the target IP as rhost, my local tunnel interface as lhost, and run exploit. This is the part where everything should go wrong, but nope. I get a meter prater session. My screen lights up like I hit a jackpot. I run sysinfo, get the system details, then get UID. I am running as someone named Costas. Love that for me. So now I have user access. I grab the user flag from C drive, users, Costas, desktop, user.txt, and I feel unstoppable. But hold on, I am still just Costas. Not system, not admin, just a glorified intern with a shell. So I check the system again. It is Windows Server 2012 R2. That smells like privilege escalation material. I search for Windows Server 2012 privilege escalation, and boom, MS16032 shows up like it is Christmas, a classic local exploit. I background the meter preter session, search for MS16032 in Metasploit, and yep, it is there. I load it with use2, run show options, and it wants the session ID and L host again. I set those, cross my fingers, and type exploit. The module starts throwing errors, and I am like, yep, it is over, I broke it. But then I check UID again, and it says, I am system. I have ascended. At this point, I could uninstall Windows Defender just to flex, but I play nice. I go grab the final flag from C drive, users, administrator, desktop, root.txt, game over. I beat Optimum, supposedly an easy box, but it almost cooked my brain like an overheated Raspberry Pi. And look, half the reason I even knew what to do was because of the Discord in my private hacking community. If you want to skip the part where you are Googling every command like I was, you should check it out. There are full courses on bug bounty, open source intelligence, web hacking, C++ for hackers, plus a private group chat with people who already beat these machines before breakfast. First link is in the bio. Anyway, if this is what entry level looks like, I am terrified of what happens when I try intermediate. Probably reverse engineering a toaster. Now, if you will excuse me, I'm going to go rewatch the recording because I still have no idea how I pulled that off. See you in the next challenge.